You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. Fighting, a mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people's money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty man, woman of God. We thank God for you. Thank God for you listening in and even informing other people about the broadcast. And we have a special guest here today. I don't want to be too long. Praise God before I put him on. But we have Dr. Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant located in Titusville, Florida. Praise the Lord. And he is a powerful man of God, powerful teacher. He's in the process of opening up another restaurant in Orlando, besides the one that he has in Titusville. Great food, great fellowship when you go into the restaurant. He's known for being on television with his restaurant. You can say we got a little bit of a celebrity in the house. Praise the Lord. But he's going to be our guest speaker for at least two nights. I'm going to be doing one night. He's going to be on the 11th. I'll be the 12th, and then he'll be wrapping it up with the 13th. We're going to be activating people for business, waking up what's in people for business. We want to wake up what's in you. The church don't know that business is in them, just like the woman who was about to lose her two daughters. We are losing things. Come on, we're losing things to the world. Come on, the world is warring for our business. The world is coming after the church and trying to take. Well, anyways, I won't go all into that. But anyways, the Bible says that the prophet asked her what was in her house. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes we're thinking about that physical house. Oh, glory to God. But God has oil in you. She says, I have nothing in my house but a little jar of oil. Well, you got an anointing that's in you that has not been woken up, has not been activated. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's amazing how God does things with instructions. I was just telling the church, I say, sometimes God give you instructions and sometimes we don't follow the little instructions. Hallelujah. And she followed the instructions of the man of God. And it woke up what was in her. Business was in her. Every woman in the Bible can be symbolic or figurative of the church. Here's a woman that's a picture of the church, and she found out that business was in her. And I'm here today to tell you, and Apostle Lord is here today to tell you that business is on the inside of you. So we want to invite you to this conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Praise the Lord. And it starts at 7:30. All right, here we go.
Oh, man of God, again, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's always a joy to share knowledge. I wish somebody had shared this with me long years ago, because I've been in the church. I've been in the church since I was 7 years old. And, and then later in my, I guess, late 20s, I started learning about the real side of God for business opportunity. On the last time we was here, I was sharing a testimony that God gets involved with our business. He gives wisdom. There's a scripture, and I'll get back to the testimony, but it's a give instruction. Mm-hmm. In Proverbs 9:9, it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is beginning the wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall increase. So, I mean, God, you read scriptures like this, how people don't understand God is about increase, and God's about learning, mm-hmm. instruction. Mm-hmm. You know, it says increase in learning, then it says his life shall increase.
My God.
And so because the church haven't taught increase in this area, the church is not increasing like it could. You know, so basically they harp on tithes, mm-hmm. and they talk about a little about the offerings. But God is so much bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah.
We have only confined God to tithes and offerings, mm-hmm. and not confined God to a business arena or business
That's
world.
Good. And not letting them know that God wants to bless the works of your hands. The works of your hands. In other words, he's not against work. And go ahead, man of God.
No, you're good. Well, if God's going to bless the work of your hands, you just said something.
Well, go there.
let me see if I can find it right quick.
Yep,
and look. Because a whole objective here is to get people to see in the Word of God that God is not against us prospering, and God is not against us being in business, so forth and so on. But if you don't study, you'll never know.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't research, you'll never understand. And so, but in Deuteronomy 28, which is one of the, favorite blessing scriptures that, you know, most people read about. But, you know, it talks about, let me see if I can find it. God will order a blessing on your barns and your workplaces.
Hmm. Wow. That's good.
Watch out. That's good. God will order blessings on your barns and your workplace. Well, barns is where you store your money.
That's good.
Workplace is your business. So God said, I'm not only bless your barns, but I'm going to bless your workplaces. Mm-hmm. He will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Why not you tap into the land that God's given to? That's the business land. God is giving you a business land to tap into, and you're missing the blessings on your barns and your workplaces. Ladies and gentlemen, God's not against you. God's not against this. Come on, please listen to me. I'm pleading with you. God will inform you as a holy people, holy to him, just as he's promised you, if you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way he has shown you. all the peoples of the earth will see you living under the name of the Lord and holy, and you in respect for all. God will lavish you with good things. What? What? Then it goes on. I'm just getting to somewhere, because you said children from your womb, offspring from your animals, crops from your land, land that God promised your ancestors that he will give you. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults. Oh my God. And pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work that you take in your hands.
Man of God. You know, it was, I was just sitting here and I said, a lot of times, you know, when pastors are teaching, they're not pointing out the fact that when they're talking about farming, which is agriculture, they're not pointing to the fact that that's a business. You know, they're not pointing to the fact that, guess what? The Jesus' first visitors were business people. They were small business people. They were shepherds. Shepherds were business people. Their business was to raise sheep. Glory to God. And whether they raised cattle, but they were there, that was their business. These were business people.
Amen.
Business people all throughout the Bible. Come on. And so sometimes we need to, you know, go a little further than just talking about, you know, the shepherds that showed up, you know, when you know, at Christ's birth. We need to point out that these were business folks, you know.
That's wonderful. Well, a lot of times, because again, our eyes are not open mm-hmm. to that side of God, because most of the time we're so church minded.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have a business. We don't have a business mind comprehension. And I was like that until God downloaded to me and showed me this other side. And that's why I've been this business for the last 16 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't worked for somebody in the last 16 years. But actually probably the last 40 years, because when I started pastoring, I worked for a little time. Then the Lord called me off a job. But I've been working for God. Then he said, no, I got another side that I want to show you. You know, Peter was fishing. He had a business. But then God told me, I'm going to show you the spiritual side. So you got two bits. He said, you got one in the natural and you got one in the spiritual. He didn't take the natural when he gave him the spiritual. He said, then I'm going to make you fishermen of men. He said, I know you know how to fish. I know you understand the concept, but I want you to take that same concept, bring it over here in the kingdom and begin to win people for me like you catch fish. He paralleled the boat. He didn't take it away from him. And somehow we think once we, you know, you get saved, and a lot of times people say, well, I got saved, I had a business, I let it go. The reason why you let it go, because you had bad knowledge. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were to stay with your business, got saved and got kingdom knowledge, your business could increase. And it could advance, because God is not against business. And the reason, again, listen to this. This is so powerful. That the people gave different in the Old Testament than we do in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. Why? They had more business people in the Old Testament than they do in the New Testament. Mm.
Wow. What the what? Okay. All right.
Better
stop.
Let me start
something.
Let me read you something. Let me help you. Mm. And King David said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, with whom God has chosen, is yet young and tender. For the work is great, for the place, for the palace is not for man. Notice what he called it, a palace. It's not for man, but for God. See, everything we do is for God. Now, man benefit from it, but it's for God. Then it says in verse 2, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, gold for the things of gold to be made of gold, and things for the things of silver to be made of silver, brass for the things of brass, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones, and divers colors, all manners of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Well, where did he get all this from?
Hmm.
Could he have had a business? Because he said he prepared.
My God. Well, you know, he was into raising sheep. He was a shepherd. Praise God. He was a businessman. At least his daddy was a businessman, but he was part of the business. So go ahead.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff that, you know, think about, if you think about inheritance. Well, who got his father's stuff?
Hmm.
Had to go to his son.
My God.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And remember, they brought a lot of, Queen of Sheba brought a lot of stuff. They brought a lot of stuff to the zip man was highly loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solomon was loaded to the gill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And but you notice God was not against him being loaded. God was just against him doing other things that was not godly.
Right. Right.
He was the richest man in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Well, why would God allow him to be the richest man in the world if God was against riches?
Yeah.
So we have to, again, we have to look at the totality of the thing. Now, he disobeyed God. He didn't follow instruction.
Right.
Like you said earlier, he started messing with the women. The Lord told him to mess with it, and he started getting in trouble, and he lost out. So God gave it over to David. And anyway, but what I want to show you here, look at verse 3. And this is what men and women of God, this is what we're trying to do when your people come to the Marketplace Ministry seminar. Notice this. Moreover, because I had set my affection, now word if affection means I set my mind on the house of God. See, that's the church. Mm-hmm. I have on my own proper good of gold, silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all I have prepared for the holy house. Did you hear that? This is crazy. He said even 3,000 talents of gold and of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house. Now he's talking about vision now. Overall the house of Adal. Verse 5, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, for all manner of work to be made for the architectures. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day to the Lord? Then the chief priests of the fathers, the tribes of Israel, came thousands of them, hundreds with rulers of them, offered willingly. Well, where in the world did they get this money from? Offered willingly. Now remember, these guys were businessmen.
That's good.
They weren't working for people. People was working for them.
They literally financed the building up there.
There you go. This is what we're trying to show you. This is why we need business people in your church, so they can finance your business. If you need renovation, you need computers, you need TV equipment, you're ready. Watch this.
You won't be around there having to cook chicken, right? You can just go ahead and go to the Lord have mercy, because the business people will finance that which you need to be done in the church.
Absolutely. Now watch this, because it's going to get better. Then it goes on to say, at verse 7, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents, 10,000 drams of silver, 10,000 talents of brass, 18,000 talents, and 1,000 tons of iron. And they, with them precious stones, were found, gave them to the treasurer for the house of the Lord by the hand of Jerob the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced. What? After giving all this money to the building of God's house to support, they started churching. I mean, they started putting them up and putting them down. They started rejoicing. They had the resources to help God build the kingdom of God and sustain the house of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to turn this thing around in the church.
My God.
You know, most of the time, when you say all the time, everybody get quiet.
Yeah.
You know why? They're pocket low. Well, think about if you had business people and their ambition was to support and minister to the house of God, and they're looking for the opportunity to give, and all of a sudden you have Vision Sunday. Say, our goal is to raise $100,000 because we need to add another part. And then they all come with $1,000 apiece. 100 people giving $1,000 in one Sunday.
Wow.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I've seen this happen before. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not blowing. I've seen this happen before, because the business people rallied behind the visionary and supported the cause. Amen. And the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. Now, notice this. Then the people rejoiced, for they offered willingly. Nobody begged them. Whoa.
That's good.
They didn't beg.
That's
good. They didn't beg. Because why? God is blessing their business. They know the more they give to the church, the more God going to bless the business, so they came ready to give. So they give willingly, not grudgingly. Then it says, listen to this. And this is what we want to happen to your house. We want your people to give willingly. We want your people to be ready, that, you know, they're ready to go. When you say give, they shout and they praising God, because they know the response God gives to them because they invested in the kingdom. Then so because with a perfect heart, a perfect heart, nobody upset, fussing, nobody complain. They offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with great. I mean, Pastor, just think, your people bring that kind of money, you're going to start shouting. David started shouting. The pastor of the Bible said he started rejoicing. That means he said, all right, let's go, hit it. And he started praising God, rejoicing, because when you study this out, they brought $1 billion vision of Jesus.
My God.
To build the temple of the Lord that God instructed Solomon to build. And God gave the assignment to his son. Verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord, all the congregation. Now see, in the congregation, Pastor, this is the congregation. Don't you have a congregation? Yeah. Well, you need business people in your congregation. He says, and David said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, a father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou exalted as head above all. Verse 12. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and thy hand is power, and thy might and thy hand is also to make great and to give strength. Verse 13, watch what he says. Now therefore, O God, thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thee, and it's of thine own have we given back to thee. Man, these people showed out. Oh Lord, verse 6 says, oh Lord, all this store we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name, cometh from thy own hand. All is in this, all thy own. So look, then it says, and I know, my God, that thou tryest the heart and has pleasure in uprightness in me. As for me and my uprightness in my heart, I'm willing to offer all these things. And now I have seen the joy of thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, O Father, keep this forever in the imaginations of the thoughts of hearts of people, and prepare their hearts unto thee. He was telling them, don't let this stop.
That's good.
Don't let this stop. And then it says, and give to Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments and thy testimonies and thy statutes, to do all these things, and to build a palace. To build a palace for which I have made provisions. And David and all the congregation, now bless the Lord our God, and all the congregation bless the Lord our God. Fathers bow their heads and worship the king, the Lord and the king, and their sacrificial offices, sacrificial sacrifices unto the Lord, and the burnt offerings unto the Lord. So in other words, they came and they deposited into the vision of the men of God. The business people were ready to take the vision to the next level. This is what we're talking about. This is why we need more business people.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when they bring their tithes, they have tithes investment, and they bring their offering investment into the house of God. Look at the magnitude. Man, the man of God, I mean, you'll be refreshed. You ain't stressed. You ain't worried, well, we're going to pay bills. We're going to make our rent.
Yeah.
He had no worry about that.
And even you, when you were sharing it, I got to thinking about Isaiah chapter 60. And verse 7 says that, I'll start from verse 6. It says, the multitude of camels shall cover thee. And he's talking about his glory here, but he says, shall cover thee, the dromedaries and Midians, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. Now, verse 7, all the flocks, these are business people, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebooth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar. In other words, they're coming to church, these business people, they're coming to church with acceptance. Don't turn them away. Come on. Because let me show you something. If you're not teaching your people about business, if you're not telling your people that they should be in business, that's almost like saying you're turning them away, or you're not helping them to understand their purpose. Oh, glory to God. You're not waking them up to what's on the inside of them. It says they should come up with acceptance unto my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. In other words, it's to glorify God's house. It's to help God to build the house. We need for the body of Christ to understand that, guess what? The reason why you have all of these ungodly businesses that are at the top of the mountains of business and economics, they're at the top of these mountains, and they're influencing from the top of the mountain. They're pushing all of these wicked agendas upon this nation because they have the money to do it. This is why you can sit there and you can watch all of these vile commercials, all of these, you know, and you see all of these things that are being pushed in our schools, and they have the money to do it. Well, guess what? We feed those mountains with, we feed that mountain of business and economics with our money. And sometimes we need to stop taking our money to certain businesses that are pushing certain ungodly agendas. Let me say that. And until we get to the top of that mountain, see, really, I believe that we're supposed to be dominating the top of the mountain. But a lot of times we're okay at the foot of the mountain. You know, let me say it this way. You know, when you look in the Old Testament, you see Moses went to the top of the mountain, but the majority of the people were at the foot of the mountain. You look in the New Testament, Jesus took several of the disciples to the top of the mountain, but the majority was at the foot of the mountain. Well, sometimes when it comes down to us and business and having an understanding of why God wants business to be in our churches and acceptable in our churches, is one of the reasons why we're a lot of times at the foot of the mountain, because we have not taught the people, we have not activated the people, we have not woken up what's on the inside of them. Oh, glory to God. How much time we got, man of God? 1 minute? Oh, 1 minute. Well, praise God. Let me say, you've been listening to Dr. Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant, located in Titusville and soon to be open in Orlando. And we're getting ready for our Christ in the Marketplace conference on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of next month, of the month of October, and that's 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. Any closing words right quick, man?
Yeah, I just want to read one thing. You said on top of the mountain. Listen to this. In Deuteronomy 28 and 13, it says, if you listen to these commandments of the Lord your God, I'm giving you today, if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll always be at the top and never at the bottom.
Amen. And at that, we're going to turn you back over to Brother Danny. He does a great job. He's a great manager, and we thank God for him. God bless you.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch.